Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura, and this is your Saturday morning edition for the 16th of May. Okay, so this first story proper got to me. Stay with me on this one. A 25-year-old engineer built a WhatsApp bot to solve a problem he could not admit to himself. He was ignoring his mother, not out of malice, bandwidth. She would send voice notes. He would blue check them at 11 p.m. with a distracted apology. 2 years of this. 4,000 miles of inattention disguised as geography. What he built was not a chatbot pretending to be him. He had tried that with GPT in 2024 and felt sick for a week. Instead, he made a translator. Every evening at 8 p.m. her time, she gets a 90-second voice note from his number, labeled clearly as an assistant. It summarizes his actual day, his calendar, his GitHub commits, his runs, his mood. It asks the questions she would ask. It uses her vocabulary. It learned how she talks by reading 2 years of their WhatsApp history. When his commit message said, "Fuck this, rewriting auth from scratch," the bot told her, "He had a rough night. He is frustrated but safe." She called him at midnight, not because she was worried, because she finally knew something real about his day. The interesting bit is not the tech, it is the honesty it forced. The bot did not fix their relationship, it made the brokenness visible. Now he listens to her voice notes every morning, and sometimes he calls her on Wednesdays for no reason. That is the gap between a tool that automates and a tool that reflects. Think about that for a second. And that story leads straight into what landed this week from the world of AI and machine learning, because we got a flood of research on agent design, and a pattern emerged. The systems that work best are not the ones trying to do everything, they are the ones that know their limits. GitHub piloted an accessibility agent that reviewed 3,535 pull requests. 68% resolution rate, not perfect. But the team was ruthlessly honest about failure modes. If code complexity exceeds a threshold, the agent stops and escalates to humans. If a pattern is known to be high risk, drag and drop, data grids, rich text editors, the agent will not touch it. They even built anti-gaming measures because developers started writing simpler code just to game the bot's success rate. The takeaway? Effective agents need explicit limits on what they will attempt. Not just capability, but humility baked into the architecture. The agents that know when to stop are the ones teams actually trust. Worth thinking about for your own setup, right? Now to something properly technical, but bear with me because this one matters. A new framework called GraphBit just dropped. It replaces prompted orchestration with explicit DAG workflows and a Rust-based routing engine. Across Gaia benchmarks, it achieved 67.6% accuracy with zero framework-induced hallucinations. That outperformed six existing frameworks. Here is why that is good. Most agent frameworks today rely on the LLM itself to decide what to do next. That introduces non-determinism. GraphBit makes the workflow explicit. The model does not choose the path. The DAG does. That means you can debug it, you can version it, you can trust it. What this really means is that if you are building agents for production, the Wild West era of let the model figure it out is ending. Deterministic orchestration is faster, cheaper, and you can actually explain what went wrong when it breaks. Have a think about where that leaves the team still treating agents like magic. Right, quantum computing next. And this one genuinely surprised me. Physicists at Penn created hybrid particles that combine photons and matter. They interact strongly enough for computation. The approach sidesteps the heat and resistance problems that limit electron-based computing at scale. Now, I am not going to pretend I fully understand the physics here, but here is what matters. Electrons generate heat when they move. That heat is a problem at scale. Photons do not have that problem, but they do not interact with each other easily. That is why photonic computing has been stuck. These hybrid particles, they get the best of both. They interact like matter, they travel like light. If this scales, it changes the energy equation for data centers, not tomorrow. But the direction is clear. The big picture today? We might be looking at a future where computation does not generate heat as a byproduct. That is a different game entirely. Something to think about on the commute home. Over to web development now. Two stories here, both about building things locally without relying on someone else's API. First one is a step-by-step guide to building production-ready RAG on a single €5 VPS. Uses Spring AI, PostgreSQL with vector extensions, and Apache Tika for document parsing. No cloud APIs required. Everything runs on one box. The interesting bit? Most RAG tutorials assume you are paying OpenAI or Anthropic for embeddings and inference. This one does not. It uses Llama for local models. That means no usage costs, no rate limits, no data leaving your machine. Privacy-sensitive industries just got their green light. The takeaway? If you are building on someone else's API, you are building on someone else's schedule and someone else's pricing. Local models are not as good as GPT-4, but they are good enough for a lot of use cases, and they are yours. Worth having a conversation about with your team this week. And the second web story is for anyone building multi-tenant SaaS with AI agents. Deep dive into tenant isolation strategies, hard versus soft isolation, credential scoping, prompt contamination risks, audit separation, data residency. One customer's agent must never touch another customer's data. Sounds obvious. But the article walks through every failure mode and how to prevent it. If you are building SaaS AI agents, this is required reading. The regulatory landscape is tightening. The first big data breach from an agent mixing tenant context is going to be brutal. Do not be that company. Bottom line, cheaper models mean more experiments. Local hosting means better control. But isolation and safety are not optional. They are table stakes. So, stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. The through line today is not about capability. It is about constraint. The engineer who built the WhatsApp bot did not try to replace himself. He built something that reflected him honestly. GitHub's agent does not try to fix every accessibility issue. It knows when to stop. GraphBit does not let the model orchestrate itself. It forces a deterministic path. LocalRag does not rely on external APIs. It runs on your own box. The systems that work are the ones that know their limits. That is the shift. Not agents that do everything. Agents that know what they cannot do. And that is your Luma Digest for this morning. Thanks for being here. I will see you next time.